Auto Intel Summit 2024 is a three-day live event focused on core automotive topics, including connected mobility, economic forecasting, fintech solutions, investment capital, compliance and regulations, mergers and acquisitions, predictive analytics, and transportation research. Joe Overby and Nick Zulovich are live on location to provide a one-day recap here on ATI, so join the live chat, say hello, make new friends, learn from the best on ATI Auto Business. What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business, automotive ecosystem, where everyone learns more about the automotive industry. Let's get started with top industry news and headlines that include latest United Auto Workers victory, trucking company demand is down, driver shortage and operating costs, that's in the news, and then at the quarter hour, well, actually in 15 minutes, 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern, Joe Overby and Nick Zulovich are going to give the day one recap at Auto Intel Summit. Thank you so much for joining. Please do say hello in the live chat. You can click like and share. We're on YouTube. We're on LinkedIn. Stream is good. Okay, here we go. Let's go into, actually, before I say we're going to do the news, let me just say we're happy to be broadcasting live streaming with Joe and Nick at Auto Intel Summit. You know about the summit. Everybody knows about this. If you do have questions, you can ask here today. We know you recognize a lot of these sponsors that are involved with Auto Intel Summit. This is a premier conference in automotive, and we have already looked at the agenda. We had a energy show. I just saw this posted on LinkedIn. Lori Foster posted, "We're in the middle of an industry conversation that has taken many interesting and unexpected twists and turns. You had to be here live from Auto Intel Summit." There is a lot of passion and energy happening, a lot of more great sessions coming up. We did have the energy show, I think that was about a month ago, and I believe she was talking about the session with Jeremiah. And I want to thank Auto Remarketing again for the collaboration on this. Thank you, Joe Overby. We're going to be talking to Joe in about 10 or 15 minutes. There's Nick Zulovich with the bell walking in the hallways. Great shot. As always, you can catch the Auto Remarketing podcast. And in fact, this is a sneak peek shot that just happened a few hours ago. Jade Terriberry of Cox Automotive was live with Joe on the podcast stage during lunch. And also, when we're live with Joe, we've got Jordan on camera 4 shooting some live B-roll. We're going to see the conference live as it unfolds. So thanks so much for joining us for that. Please do remember, you can know more about your ecosystem here on ATI. Last week's show, Auto Retail Consignment. If you don't know what that is, that was a great show where we learned more about how to maybe keep your margins high and skip the auction on some of those cars. And Jim gave a great presentation about consignment. Also, last Thursday, Car Hauling Services, Charles Lemons joined us as we talked about wedge car hauling, what it's like for the wedge car hauler being in business, trying to stay loaded. All right, here we go. Automotive ecosystem news is now. So, this just came out, I mean, just today, just now, FTC announced the rule banning non-competes. FTC's final rule will generate over 8,500 new businesses each year, could be even more, raise worker wages, lower healthcare costs, boost innovation. That's a lot. That's a lot. But I do know that non-compete clauses, they do keep wages low, they do suppress new ideas, and they rob the American economy of dynamism. I have had to deal with non-competes, and it is not fun. It feels unfair. So the FTC's final rule to ban non-competes will ensure Americans have the freedom to pursue a new job, start a new business, or bring a new idea to market. That is freedom. That is freedom. I mean, there'll be some downsides. There's always a There's always a swing of the pendulum. Now, this was big news. VW workers in Tennessee voted to unionize. The UAW claimed victory. It was a 73% approval victory. It's been quite a journey to get here. People just were ready. The time was right. The energy was right. They saw the big contract the UAW workers won with the Detroit 3, got everybody talking. You see the pay, the benefits, the rights the UAW members have on the job. You see how it'll change your life, and that's why they voted overwhelmingly for the union. Probably some other political reasons as well, which aren't mentioned here. The election was widely seen as a barometer for the union's ability to succeed in its $40 million effort to organize 13 automakers. There it is. I think we're going to win a lot, says UAW President Sean Fain. Once you see the first domino fall, you see more following. Now, here's the thing is, and this is no secret, if you're following, now UAW moves on to a harder victory with two Mercedes plants in Alabama. That's next. UAW President Fain acknowledged it remains a difficult fight for to organize more non-union automaker factories, despite the big victory. Okay, so they got historic wins. Now, and by the way, at Tennessee, this was historic because they tried twice before to organize that plant unsuccessfully. But he expects a lot more pushback coming ahead. And the governors and Republican Congress, this is going to be tough. Fain expects more pushback, even more pushback, when workers at the Mercedes-Benz plants in Vance and Woodstock, Alabama, vote in May. That's coming up. These people are nothing but puppets for corporate America and the billionaire class, says Fain. They're the reason why workers aren't getting their fair share. Politicians say they represent the people, but then say the workers don't deserve their fair share of the labor, and that doesn't work. And I read this. It's very interesting. On the one hand, look, you just saw the FTC. On the one hand, it's very American. And on the other hand, it's very anti-capitalistic. What will we do as a society? I went back. This is a cartoon from the Gilded Age. It seems applicable, at least in the eyes of some. There, I said it. I'm sharing it. Here's another one. Remember the Gilded Age? What was it, the 20s, the 30s? Have things changed that much? I don't know. And I just want to say that I pulled this. This is on Automotive News right now. Do you see what he could be seeing? It's very strange. It's very, very strange. Okay, let's keep going. Tesla's layoffs leave employees nervous and wondering when the cuts will end. 10% cut in staff numbers. Well, Elon just can't get out of the headlines. He can't win. He can't lose. But thousands of Austin employees were impacted by Tesla layoffs. That was posted again today. And meanwhile, Dealers News Roundup moves involving Asbury victory in fifth wave. So, yeah, dealer consolidation. And I didn't highlight anything here because there is a narrative. And people do contact me anonymously. And I encourage you, if you got something to say about these dealer acquisitions, send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. What's not in the news? What do you want to add? You can put it in the comments below. You can do that. Anyways, let me know what you think. Here's another story. Tonnage numbers hit 13th month of declines. Truck tonnage reached 13 consecutive months of year-over-year declines. Now, I know, before you hit the skip button or whatever, tonnage in March suggests that truck freight volumes remain lackluster. It is clear the truck freight recession continued through the first quarter. Now, trucking recession's not good. You don't want that. Now, some people are going to say, well, I love it. It's going to keep rates down. And that's actually what some people are saying. Some folks think right now the rates are low in auto transport and car shipping because of technology or advancements or whatever. No. No, it's because there are, and we have this driver shortage narrative, and we're going to talk about it in a second. But the trucking industry is still hitting a low point. J.B. Hunt has a bad financial report. Knight Swift is reporting signs of issues. There's a lot of freight being moved, but there's still too much supply. Too much trucking company available for the demand. Which means there's been a long time of low demand for trucking services. FreightWaves is talking about it. That's why I did post trucking truck driver shortage. Is it real? No, apparently it's not real. And what truck driver shortage is it's a retention problem. See, you can send it to me and I'll post it. There are people working at companies that they can't say this stuff. But I want it out there. That's what makes it news. Companies are doing just enough to get the driver in and working, but not so much for them to feel cared about. But maybe, who cares if the driver feels cared about, right? All the company wants are the cars to be moved. Some companies don't even care about the quality of the move as long as it was delivered. Break a window. Just deliver it. Quality costs. Nobody really wants to spend that money. They're willing to accept millions in damages a year. Oh, Jay, you're just boring me, man. You're just boring me with this stuff. There isn't a driver shortage. And on it goes. Wait a minute. Higher truck driver pay linked to fewer crashes? It can't be true. Come on, now you're just making stuff up. In his paper titled Follow the Money, Truck Pay Incentives, Work Time, and Safety, Dr. Michael Belzer, economics professor, expanded on his more than 25 years of studying truck driver pay. His latest research sends a familiar message to carriers. You get what you pay for. He looked at truck driver pay and safety data, and after sifting through the data, he found that for every 1% increase in driver pay, there's a 1% decrease in crashes. For every 1% increase in driver pay, 1% decrease in crashes. Oh man, this is such a tough decision. This was posted today. PAM Transportation Services posts operating loss for Q1. The company's TL operating ratio was 104.2% for the quarter. What does that mean? Let's get into it. PAM Transportation Services posted an operating loss of $700,000 in Q1 as a challenging market persisted. The company's TL operating ratio excludes fuel surcharges increased. The TL market was characterized by shippers' continued success in leveraging an overcapacity market to their advantage to attain rates at or below cost. TL means truckload. Operating ratio is a common measure of efficiency and profitability in the trucking industry, and is calculated by dividing operating expenses by operating revenue. An OR below 100 indicates, if it's above 100, it's a loss. Oh, you don't want to be above 100. Oh, there's the loss. And there you go. Operating revenue and TL explained. If you want to talk about truckload revenue, brokerage revenue, which one makes more money, we do that too. I know it's not a popular topic, but you can make more money brokering loads than you can actually trucking loads. We see that. It's in the numbers. And then it gets talked about ad nauseum. I know. Man, so why are you talking about this? Well, Proficient Auto Logistics, the merger, the SEC filing, we've been talking about that too. We were looking at that 370-page SEC filing. If you don't have a copy, let me know. I'll send you the link. It's pretty interesting. Talk about OEMs and services and competitors. And revenue, man, oh man. Listen, you want to stay anonymous? No problem. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. You can leverage ATI. I'll say it for you. You can post it here. This is the place. This is where you can get help. Go to atiautobusiness.com. Click on Contact Us. Get the podcast. Know your ecosystem. It's ATI. I did it. I made my 15 minutes happen. Here's what we're going to do next. We're going to bring in Joe Overby, Nick Zulovich live at Auto Intel Summit. Let's get a day one recap. This is going to be great. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verifications of loads where nobody ever answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
Transport Auto Quoter is by far the leading auto quoting software on the market, and the only auto quoter with a pro version that comes preset with accurate pricing for anywhere in the U.S., so you don't have to worry about it. The best part is that no change with your current software is needed. Just plug TAQ in and start booking jobs. Carriers can easily plug TAQ into their current websites and start making money right away. I bet you're wondering how we do this instantly and accurately 24/7. Well, constant analytics is the key. Our PriceWatch team is constantly monitoring current market conditions, paying close attention to seasonal and quick-moving industry changes. At the end of the day, it takes a lot of time and data to maintain good pricing, time that most of us just don't have on a daily basis. So free yourself up. Using TAQ Pro is really a no-brainer. Save time and money, maximizing your leads and optimizing your online investments. You'll finally be able to sleep well at night knowing that TAQ is on the job selling for you 24/7. Never missing a potential job.
Don't lose any more sleep worrying about missing leads. Get Transport Auto Quoter to quote the right price the first time, every time. Run your business with TAQ. Visit transportautoquoter.com. All right, here we go. Please do help me wish a very warm welcome to. This is going to be cool. We are live at Auto Intel Summit with Joe and Nick. Gentlemen, can you see me and hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. All right, cool. Nick, Joe, I can see you both. Nick, I saw you first. I'll start with you. We'll do quick introductions. Nick, for anybody that doesn't know why we're here and what's going on, Nick, where are you and what are we doing?
Hello, everyone. Nick Zolovich here, senior editor at Cherokee Media Group, coming to you live from Cary, North Carolina, as our shop hosts the Auto Intel Summit and National Remarketing Conference Spring Summit. 3 days of conversing about technology and all elements of automotive. So as mentioned before we got started, Jay, I hope your audience isn't too tired of seeing my round fuzzy face, but appreciate you having me on again.
Never tired of you, Nick. Thank you so much for taking the time. By the way, we've got Jordan with the roaming live B-roll. Yeah, Jordan, keep it going. That's awesome. Joe, how are you doing? Please say hello.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Nick. Good to be back on the show, and we're here in our home, on our home turf. It's a home game for us here in Cary, and been a heck of a day at Auto Intel Summit. And as you mentioned, I'm Joe Overby. I'm a fellow senior editor here at Cherokee Media Group, and glad to be here.
So let's start there. Home turf, yeah. So because you're in North Carolina, which is near your offices. Right. And normally you are many hundreds of miles away from the offices at, say, Used Car Week, where everybody goes, right? At shout out Used Car Week. But you're near your home. And now what is, by the way, what's Jordan showing us? What are we looking at here?
So right now he is, he's at the help desk, which, is where we have our sign-in. We're now, getting high tech here, and you get a QR code, you scan the QR code, and it automatically prints your badge, and you punch it on, our name badge here. But folks are there during the working hours of the day to help people out with any questions, any registration needs that need to happen. And to Jordan's left is also our registration table, and he's he'll walk towards kind of the main general session and expo hall area as well. So we've got
great.
Looks like we,
yeah. Let's follow these guys, Jordan. Let's see where they're going. All right. So tell us more, Joe. Where are we headed?
I believe they are headed to the expo hall, which is where we're having our reception this evening. And we're just actually there. You can see kind of you just passed the podcast stage, which where Nick is seated at, and Jordan is entering the expo hall for the reception this evening, and Nick is seated at the podcast stage, sponsored by Ship Your Car Now Auto Logistics. And I've recorded a couple episodes from there today, and we've got several other folks coming in tomorrow to record some shows from there. And yes, I think it's our
Stay on the booths. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
So tell us more about the booths. And wow, there's the food. Oh man, that's awesome. Well, yeah, so what booth? Who's in the exhibit hall here? Who do we have?
Well,
there's Truly. Yeah.
Yeah, Truly, which does kind of a audio speaker system, and they had that. They had that car pumping out some tunes earlier today. I don't know if
I saw the video. Now, but, yeah. So yeah. What was going on in the video? Yeah.
Yeah. Truly Audio is one of this year's, if I can jump in, one of this year's Emerging Eight, which is an awards program in conjunction with the Auto Intel Summit, where there's a spotlight on eight companies, eight startups that are in their opening stages of development and on their way to bigger and better things. Truly Audio, for example, they have a Bluetooth speaker system that basically you can just get this speaker system just dropped into your vehicle and then run your audio or podcast or whatever off your smartphone or what have you. And you don't have to tear apart the dash and put in a new head unit or install a bunch of wiring or what have you. You can just literally drop in, and they're cultivating relationships with dealerships. If perhaps that older model vehicle doesn't have the latest sound system that someone might want, they can just drop in that particular piece of equipment and be on their way. So that is one of the emerging eight honorees. The others are involved with in other aspects of automotive, be it from the wholesale space, a dealer-to-dealer endeavor called Carsker, as well as another shop, Vero Technologies, that's involved with floor planning. And so if you want to learn more about those honorees, just check out the current edition of Auto Remarketing and Auto Intel or Auto Fin Journal, where you can learn more about those honorees who will be in the spotlight tomorrow at the Emerging 8 Award Luncheon, where attendees will learn more about those operations. So there's a total of 12 booths here in the expo hall. The first time we've had one at this particular event.
Just want to give a shout out. Jordan is killing it on the live B-roll. Loving what you're getting here. Such amazing footage. And it's neat to see these booths. And nobody seems to realize we're even here. This is this is like roaming fly on the wall. And I'm loving it. RPM, E-Lend, we passed Tango, Numa. That was Shelley from Agora Data, recognizing many faces. This looks like an awesome event, you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the next point on the expo hall. It kind of reminds me of many, many moons ago when we first started going to AR to Canada and hosting our AR Canada event there. The expo hall was not even a hall, so to speak. It was about four or five tables set up, and now, you know, some 15, 20 years later, it's a full-fledged expo hall, similar size to Used Car Weeks. And, you know, I think the same could definitely happen for Auto Intel Summit as more and more companies learn about this conference. And the cool thing about that expo hall that Nick, you know, touched on is a lot of those companies are early stage, you know, emerging eight type of companies. So cool to see them getting involved.
Talk about that for a second. What's emerging eight? Who wants to take that?
Well, again, it's a award program that we orchestrate. We tap some feedback from wide swath of the industry to collect information about, again, those startup companies. We try to have it be that they're less than 5 years old, roughly. And as the catchphrase goes, turning the dial of using technology. So this is the sixth year that we've done this award program, and some of the past honorees, your audience or the greater automotive industry might know quite well, shops like Point Predictive and True Decision, and a lot of intriguing enterprises. Another entity, Credit IQ, in the auto finance underwriting space, was acquired by Cars Commerce. So it's been interesting to see how the various entities have had their own successes or become a part of a larger enterprise. And it's a piece of what we're trying to accomplish here.
And Jordan, if I could get you to pause 1 second and turn back to the swag shop that you were just looking at. Jay, this is something we started doing, I want to say, at Used Car Week a few years ago, in lieu of, or to augment kind of the bags that you get, welcome bags you would always get at a conference. Now we have a shop where people, you know, exhibitors or sponsors who want to share swag with attendees can set it up like it's a you know, when you go to a ball game and you can go buy a Kansas City Royals hat at the stadium. This is sort of what it is, except of course, you know, the attendees can get it for free, and it's just something new we've tried. It saves us from having to stuff bags, and it saves attendees from having to lug around stuff, and they can just go. They want to go grab a hat, a t-shirt, a keychain, a cigar lighter. They can go and check out the swag shop.
So I'm gonna. Here's feedback. I saw this at Used Car Week, and I passed it because I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe it happened to be like a storage area near the hall, mm-hmm. So I didn't know. And then I'm walking by again, and Dave Larson is in there. And he's like, and hey, have you got, and I'm like, what are you doing in the, you know? and so I promote this because I think this is awesome. Go to the swag shop, everybody. Yeah.
And I love the price is right.
The price is right.
It's $3.
Swag shop. It is. I think it's brilliant. And it looks cool. Nice. Yeah. And great job, Jordan. Awesome footage. Hey, I was going to ask, Lori Foster did post earlier about, I think it was the Jordan Wheeler. Tell us more about what's happened today, agenda wise, if you would.
Yeah. Well, I can start and tell you a little bit about, something new we tried this year, for our opening luncheon. Nick and I hosted a live show edition of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, where, you know, set up very similar to how we might do a panel discussion, except we set it up like a podcast. And so Nick and I went up there and we did an intro and brought out our first guest, and that was Jay Terriberry from Cox Automotive, and we talked to her about kind of the changing retail consumer experience, and then Nick brought out TJ Cox from TransUnion and did sort of a deep dive on leasing. And, you know, this was in the second half of the luncheon. So folks would finish their lunch and then Nick and I went up and did a 30-minute podcast, and it got good response. And I think people enjoyed it. So we're going to try bringing it to other events, certainly for, I think we can make it happen for Used Car Week, and TBD for a Canada conference, but it's something that I think resonated with people.
It seems to make sense to me.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
And I've just seen it done with just some of the podcasts I listen to, whether it's, you know, Smart List with the trio of comedians or Dax Shepard or Conan O'Brien. I think audiences kind of like that new format of it. And so maybe next time we'll take some audience Q&A and make it interactive. We'll see if everybody remains on their best behavior. Maybe we can do that.
Constant evolution.
Yes.
It's awesome. All right. So that was okay. So we covered the podcast luncheon a bit. Any sessions today that stand out?
I'll jump in on this one. I've been blessed to be a part of several panels and other discussions, be it at Used Car Week or Auto Intel Summit or other events. But the one we had this afternoon, it featured Chris Chestnut, Stephanie Hansen, and Jeremiah Wheeler. And it was kind of a blend of not only entrepreneurship, but human behavior. And each of the panelists were very forthcoming about each of their journeys, about how, what they experience being an entrepreneur, the travails, the successes, the challenges of it all. And as, I mean, we're all human. We all have our strengths and our weaknesses. And each one really was forthcoming about how entrepreneurship in particular really could be, to use a cliche, a pressure cooker, and how some folks have a great support system around them and to lift them up and continue on the paths of success. And frankly, there are some that's succumb to the temptations of the world, be it alcohol or drugs or even illegal activities or what have you. So it was a very, it's cliche to say, a raw discussion, but it was that to a degree, that it was kind of a, just as much as we talk about technology and business development and funding and finances and whatnot, we're all people, and we all at the end of the day have our own emotions and our own backstories and whatnot, and what might be happening behind the scenes at a startup or an entrepreneurship can be pretty telling. And they were very forthcoming. It was a very, very enlightening 30 minutes, to say the least.
That sounds awesome. What was the name of that session?
You called it like how entrepreneurs stir their passion. And
who led that discussion?
I was privileged to. I was the moderator of it.
No
it
way.
Included,
wow, that's Chris, amazing.
Chris Chestnut, who's between entities now. He was the founder of Payix, which was a collection software company that was sold to Repay a couple of years ago. Stephanie Hansen, who was the founder of DeFi Solutions, a loan origination software platform that was absorbed by Pfizer a couple of years ago, and now she's on her new endeavor called Gestalt Technologies, another
name. I saw the name Gestalt. I think it's a German word, Gestalt.
I think so.
Which I think is connected to psychology somehow.
I think so.
Which we might. And I just sent Chris a LinkedIn connection. Oh, we're back in the. This is so cool. But that sounds like an amazing session. And what is really impressive is that session really pushes beyond an automotive conversation. Yet it's
absolutely
very
absolutely
relevant to the automotive industry.
In the previous show, the energy show that you were so kind to organize and orchestrate a couple of weeks ago, Jay and Jeremiah was a part of that. It was an extension of what he brought to that particular episode, and it was really you could tell each of the three was very genuine on stage. Yeah.
I want to tell you too that your ability to continue to talk about this panel shows its engagement and depth, and I see a shift and a search for that level of engagement and depth. We've kind of heard some of the same stuff for long enough to where people are hungry for new depth.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. I mean, we've had it, with our Canadian conference, with our Women in Automotive event. We've had, that typically focuses, it goes outside the lines, so to speak, where it's not just about kind of industry trends, but people who have nothing to do with automotive, maybe come in and you know, speak to, you know, their journeys, you know, through of entrepreneurship, of learning an industry, of leadership, et cetera. So it's nice to have, and the cool thing was that, you know, we had a panel, Nick's panel, was immediately followed by, and it immediately preceded by workshops, immediately followed by a panel on that I got to lead called Consignor Conversations, which is kind of a continuation of a series that we've started at our prior conferences. But it's good, I think, to have a mix of both. As you mentioned, Jay, it can't all be, these are the top trends, these are the numbers we're seeing, these are the, you know, this is what's happening in the industry. I think people come to these conferences for connections. And, you know, the fact that Nick's panel, I think people connected with what those folks were saying, you know, a lot of people in that room probably were entrepreneurs or worked for entrepreneurs or have had, you know, career journeys and career experiences in remarketing that would be similar to what those panelists had. And then, you know, with the consignor conversation series, we're trying to extend that too, and also shedding a bit more light into the personalities of these consignors. We actually are starting it this week here at the conference, but doing a series of podcast discussion, one-on-one podcast discussions with some of these consignor leaders that we're going to eventually turn into print Q&As that go beyond just, you know, the nuts and bolts of the industry, but how these people got into the car business, their interests and motivations outside the car business. And just to, as Nick mentioned, everybody that attends these conferences, they're people too. And we want to shed some light on that as well.
Man, awesome stuff. All right, so you got two more days. What happens tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is kind of our action-packed day. It's our full day, our like kind of most sessions for sure. We're going to get started early in the morning. We have what we're calling a bonus breakfast, and it's Lori Foster, who's been a speaker multiple times at our events, is going to lead a leadership breakfast to get the day started. And then, you know, it'll be as similar today. It'll be a mix of panel discussions and breakout workshops. And I know that both Nick and I are moderating several panels tomorrow. And I think several folks have signed up for our podcast stage. So we'll have some outside podcasts joining us. They'll be seated right where Nick is tomorrow. And then Thursday, we've got a few sessions specifically geared towards the electric vehicle market, including I'm excited to lead, given that this is an election year, we're going to do a presidential debate style session with Steve Greenfield and Scott Case, and I'll be the moderator for that one and get to test out my political science skills here.
Ooh, good stuff. That sounds awesome. Yeah, no, that's a good. And is that kind of is that near the end of the conference, this EV debate? Yeah,
it is. It is. That'll be awesome. on Thursday morning.
Wow.
Jordan's, and we wrap things up about 10:30 on Thursday morning, so folks can get on a plane about lunchtime and be able to get back to their businesses and their families and such and finish out their work week in their own locales. So full 2/3 of a day today, a full day tomorrow, and then about a half day on Thursday.
And I'm sure you've learned, like, that's a good time frame. That's enough time, but not too much, right? So you got that, you fly in Tuesday morning and you fly out Thursday evening, and you still have some of your week left.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm guessing. Yeah,
that's indeed.
Yeah, that's action packed. So, all right. So it's the first cocktail reception right now, and so I can't take any more of your time. I need to allow you to go enjoy that, right?
Well, Jake. I've been working on my code zero here already.
So.
Okay, we always enjoy talking with you and getting the on the ATI show or hang out in person like we did at the NIADA conference where we got to break some bread and have a good brunch with y'all.
Yeah, I totally agree. I look forward to being able to hang out with you in person again. I love collaborating, and I hope that there's something we can work on together soon.
Absolutely. Really sure. We so appreciate the collaboration, Jay.
Thank you.
Mutually beneficial, and thank you again for having us.
Yeah, and again, shout out to Jordan. Live B-roll the whole time. Awesome. And I'll just, yeah, there's the thumbs up. And I'll just say, like, because we had a little quick prep earlier. And, I mean, you know, he knows exactly what to put on camera. You guys do an excellent job. Shout out Cherokee Media. Bill's a Dice once again. Love all of you guys and what you do. So thank you so much for taking this time.
Absolutely.
Thanks again for having us.
All right, here we go. All right, I will give you a cut. Director's cut. Here we go. And that's a cut. Okay. All right. At least I enjoy calling a cut. All right. I want to thank Murphy Auto Transport Services, Superflow Systems. I want to thank Cherokee Media. I want to thank SA Communications. And I want to thank Joe and Nick and Jordan for taking the time and participating and collaborating. I really do appreciate it. If there's something that I can do for you, if you've got a businessman, Emerging 8, want to learn more about that, maybe you're outside the Emerging 8 and you want the spotlight, it's ATI Auto Business. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Whether you're an attendee, a sponsor, you're on a panel, a speaker, or an advertiser, or you just want to find out more, please do let me know. You can visit atiautobusiness.com, click on Contact Us, and I will get back to you, get you some information. It's Tuesday night. I'm a little early, but I go live every Tuesday night. I got every Thursday. This Thursday, this is cool. You know what? I didn't put this in the show satchel, but I'm going to go ahead and tee it up right here. We're going to do a show. Let's see if this is going to show up here. We're going to do a show Thursday, Dispatching Fundamentals. Sue is my co-host. She runs Murphy Auto Transport Services. And we're going to get back to Dispatching Fundamentals on Thursdays. It's a tough topic. What is Dispatching Fundamentals? Well, when you're dealing with car shipping and auto transport, believe me, there are dispatching fundamentals at work, and that's actually where either communication breaks down, accuracy information of the dispatch isn't there, somebody didn't do something they needed to do, like get a gate pass or pay a fee or set an appointment or whatever it is. These are dispatching fundamentals. We're going to be talking about them on Thursdays. If you are lost in car shipping or something is wrong, you're not happy with your vendor, join us on Thursdays and tell us about it. You can put it in the live chat. You can comment anytime. Thank you so much for your time today. I will run the car hauler. Here comes the car hauler. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day, and we'll see you soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.